Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Digital is now more prominent than traditional advertising in the packaged goods market. Baidu has released disappointing Q4 results and ad blocker use is stalling in the UK. According to a new study from Cadent Consulting Group, marketers for packaged goods are now spending more on digital than all forms of traditional advertising put together. In 2016, 15.9% of marketing budgets were spent on digital, compared to 15.5% being spent on traditional ads. This gap is expected to grow in 2017 to nearly 20% going towards digital, with traditional shrinking to just over 13%. Meanwhile, the largest marketing spend goes towards trade promotion, a sector which is also expected to shrink in 2017 from 46% in 2016 to 43%. However, even with the increasing focus on digital promotion, another survey found that only 14% of consumers were currently aware of a brand's digital ads, whilst an even lower 10% said they were influenced by them. A Cadent Consulting Group managing partner, Don Stewart, said that he wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a backlash and a move back into more traditional promotions. Baidu has released disappointing Q4 financial results for 2016. Its quarterly revenue of just over $380 million fell 2.6% below Q4 2015, whilst operating profit was 38% down on the same period. However, the company was keen to reassure investors that the drop was due to an advertising controversy that it suffered around the beginning of this year and that this was now dealt with and the impact was behind them. Following the controversy in April, Baidu lost more than 18% of its advertising revenue, causing its annual operating profit to fall by 14%. Baidu's CEO said that Baidu would be looking forward into 2017 with plans for its AI research, saying that it would spawn innovations and products that we have yet to imagine. Nevertheless, this reliance on AI was questioned by Mark Natkin of Marbridge Consulting, a tech research group, who said that Baidu was falling behind Alibaba and Tencent in China in the AI market due to, in many cases, being unable to secure the necessary deals with other AI companies. Ad blocking software is currently used by less than 25% of users in the UK, according to a report from the Internet Advertising Bureau. Currently, it's believed that only 22% of Brits online use the software, a number which is not growing. IAB UK's chief executive John Mew said that the predicted increase of the use of ad blocking by companies, including Apple and Samsung, hasn't materialized. He believed that users now realize that they cannot access free content without seeing the advertising that funds it. Meanwhile, Charlotte Palfrey from Analysts Ovum said that to combat the use of such programs, advertisers had to raise their game. She said that when you read a magazine, adverts are part of the experience, but that no one has ever got excited about an internet advertising campaign. Another survey from YouGov found that one in five adults who have previously downloaded ad blocking software currently don't use it. Facebook has begun testing ad breaks in on-demand videos. The ads are planned to earn their publishers 55% of the revenue share on each advert, in the hope that this will encourage advertising producers onto the site. Publishers will be allowed to select where in the video they would like their ads to appear. Similarly, Facebook is expanding its testing of ad breaks within its live video service, something which began last August. And finally, India's digital payment market is expected to be worth $500 billion before 2020. This would mean that over half of the country's internet users would be using the technology within 3 years. The figures come from a new report from the global telecom body GSM Association and Boston Consulting Group, who also forecast digital payments to be used for 45% of all purchases in the country by 2025. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.